today I'm going to share with you one of the steps in my 7-step process to help you to create the life that you love. And today is all about values. So being able to align your time and energy with your highest values. And this is important because whether you know it or not, you're always going to align your time and energy. You're always going to choose in favor of your highest value. So let's say your highest value is growth, learning, growing, self-mastery, and you want to increase your finances. Well, if finances isn't top on the list, you're going to put your finances towards your highest value, which is then probably courses and personal development and all these things. So it's actually important to use your highest values to link to finances so that you're not only generating more money, you're able to save it, invest it, do certain things with it. So it's really important that first of all, you know what your highest value is. Secondly, it's important to know your highest values because often what we're doing is we're injecting our highest values onto other people, or we're injecting other people's values onto us. So it's important that not only do we own what our values are, but we stay true to them. So one of the biggest ways that we get pulled out of alignment, out of authenticity, is judging our values onto other people. So a great way to know if you're doing that is if you're coming up with a should, a have to, I ought to be doing this, odds are it's not what you actually want to do. It's not something that's truly important to you. It's what you think you should be doing. So ask yourself, where did I get this from? Whose definition of success or fulfillment or the way that things should be is this? Is it maybe your parents? Is it societies? Is it a religious group? Is it friends, family? Whose values are you injecting? And usually you do that to people who you really admire, who you like, who you kind of put on this pedestal. So we usually inject their values. And for people who we usually put in a pit, who we usually put below us, we try to put our values onto them. Well, you should be doing it this way. You ought to be doing this. You should try this. So rather than just owning our values and letting other people live through their values, we're trying to either live from someone else's or trying to put ours on someone else's. Both aren't efficient, aren't effective, and it's really draining. So one of the things that I love to teach is about values and aligning your time and energy with the things you love to do, because that's where you're most inspired. That's where you can have the greatest impact, not only on yourselves, others, your health, your vitality. All these things come from living from your highest value. So if this is something that's interesting to you, I have several workshops coming up. So the career one, the deep dive, the love, all have to do with values. That's a great way to align your time and energy with it. So if you're interested in one of those, check out the information for the workshops. The link will be below. In the meantime, ask yourself, where are you doing shoulds, ought tos, and where are you injecting that onto other people? How can you get back to a place of center and neutral and come from a place of love?